Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When wealth is regarded pure and wholesome. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when wealth has the following four qualities, it will be regarded as pure. Firstly, when one purchases an item, one should not criticize it. Second, if one is selling an item, one should not unduly praise it. Thirdly, one should not conceal the fault of an item. And fourthly, no oaths should be taken during the process of finalizing a deal. Another hadith reports that the wealth of a trader who possesses the following traits is pure and wholesome. These are a businessman who does not lie when he speaks, who does not breach a trust when he is entrusted with something, who neither criticizes the item nor praises an item that he is selling, who does not delay the payment of a debt, nor does he collect outstanding debts in an unpleasant manner. Note that a few important traits of a righteous businessman have been mentioned in the above hadith. The following require added explanation. Criticizing of an item. Many businessmen have the habit of criticizing the article that they are about to buy, or they attempt to find a fault with it so that the price may be reduced. And praising the item. Sometimes the trader overpraises the item in order to entice the customer into purchasing it. When the buyer finally realizes that he has not bought something really special, he feels hurt about being duped. It should be noted that explaining the benefits or features of an item without exaggerating is permissible. What is prohibited is to tempt the customer in a manner that would cause him regret eventually. Delaying payments of debts. Many businessmen have a bad habit of not honoring their commitments. This is indeed a despicable trait. May Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Mashallah. La ilaha illa Allah. Astaghfirullah.